News from NOAA. Across the United States each year, many lives are taken or put at risk by flooding. In every state or territory, floods destroy property, costing billions of dollars annually. NOAA National Weather Service storm data show that, on average, floods kill more people every year than lightning, tornadoes, and hurricanes. In 2005, inland flooding from Hurricanes Katrina and Rita caused an extraordinary loss of life and property damage. How do you protect yourself against the dangers of floods? The NOAA National Weather Service has extensive tips and programs to help get the word out about flooding and the ways to save lives and property. Tom Graziano, acting chief of the NOAA Hydrologic Services Division, part of the National Weather Service, says the greatest tragedy about flooding deaths is that most of them can be avoided if people just didn't try to drive through flooded roads.
A lot of times when you approach a water-covered roadway, you don't know how fast the water is moving, you don't know how deep it is, you don't even know if there's a roadbed underneath. And in fact, it only takes about 6 inches of moving water to sweep a person off their feet, and as little as 2 feet of water to sweep an automobile, including SUVs, downstream.
Whether it's ice jams, rapidly melting snow, torrential thunderstorms, or slow-moving tropical storms, floods are a threat across the USA year-round. Graziano says the NOAA National Weather Service continuously tries to educate the public about the dangers posed by floods and safety measures to protect life and property. He said that during the very intense 2005 Atlantic hurricane season, flooding associated with two hurricanes in particular took hundreds of lives and caused property damage in the tens of billions of dollars.
What the numbers tell us is that we're losing about 100 people a year and in excess of $4.5 billion in damages. Now, that does not include fiscal year 2005, where the damages, deaths and damages, far exceed those numbers, and that's the direct result of Hurricanes Katrina and Rita. In fact, we on an annual basis compile the flood loss statistics for the Corps of Engineers. And our preliminary data for fiscal year 2005 indicated flood losses in excess of $40 billion and the loss of life in the vicinity of 1,000 folks. So it was a particularly bad year, in large part the result of the combined effects of those two hurricanes.
The NOAA National Weather Service has a public education and outreach program that informs people across the nation about weather-related hazards, including the threat posed by floods. In addition, Flood Safety Awareness Week, held in March, emphasizes the dangers of floods and what people can do to protect themselves.
There is a very real threat, and when people don't heed that threat or recognize that threat, then oftentimes the results can be disastrous. So what we've done is we've begun this campaign called Turn Around, Don't Drown, to educate and inform people that when they approach a water-covered roadway, simply to, you know, turn around and drive the other way.
Graziano says there are a number of things people can do before a flood poses a risk, including having a NOAA weather radio all hazards with fresh batteries.
The National Weather Service has issued a tornado warning for Scott County.
Find out if you're located in a high, medium, or low flood risk area. Check with your local city or county government to find out if your community is participating in the National Flood Insurance Program. Start with the building or planning department to review flood insurance rate maps, which are published by the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Develop an evacuation plan. Everybody in the family should know where to go if you have to leave. And make sure after you develop it, you discuss it with family members. Everybody should know what to do in case family members get separated. Determine if the roads that you normally travel to reach your home or job will be flooded during a storm.
Protecting life and property is the mission of the NOAA National Weather Service. Knowing what to do to protect yourself and loved ones from the dangers of floods before, during, and after can save lives, reduce injuries, and property damage. For more information about flooding, please visit the NOAA National Weather Service website, www.floodsafety.noaa.gov. That's news from NOAA. I'm Greg Hernandez from NOAA headquarters in Washington. For the latest news, see the NOAA homepage at www.noaa.gov, where science gains value.